request will be sent to the provided email address within one business day. Once again, this is Gene Johnson, your local election supervisor, and I can be reached via email at wbai-les@pacifica.org or 347-927-0701.
Yo, check this out. This is Chucky, your public enemy number one, the rebel without a pause, bringing the noise and fighting the power right here to the Sights and Sounds. That's right, Sights, 99.5 WBAI.
And you're tuned to WBAI Radio in New York City, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. And as many of you know, we are in a fundraising drive. I'm Catherine, Kathy Davis, here for Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. And our program today is live. So I am here with you, and I do invite you to stay tuned for something I would consider to be a very special broadcast. So I want to thank all of you who perhaps came earlier to the WBAI holiday party. It was beautiful. And really nice opportunity for community of the station to come together with some of the producers, and we had a nice spread. There was a meal actually donated from one of our listeners, a beautiful vegetarian meal. And the truth is, it has been quite some time since we've been able to thank our restaurant donors on the air. And let's see. It is Tonde Lumumba, formerly Imhotep's Vegan Restaurant. And they do vegan food every Saturday and on demand during the week. So if you're interested in finding out about some delicious vegetarian food. I have to tell you, I cook my own meals most of the time. I do cook vegetarian. I just realized I don't know how to cook because this food was so delicious. I had to go back for more. Anyway, if you're interested in vegan food every Saturday and think about Tonde Lumumba, formerly Imhotep's Vegan Restaurant. And I want to thank them on the air today for bringing down four big platters of this wonderful food. It was unbelievable. I don't usually have an opportunity to eat vegan food that is so well perfectly balanced with spices and texture and variety. I believe it was tempeh in the dish. Oh, unbelievable. Anyway, if you'd like to find out more about that, you can by calling 718-300-4282. That's 718-300-4282. And you can find out more about how to improve your diet as well as your taste buds. And we will be coming to our theme in just a moment as I prepare for today's program. For those of you who still want to pledge for Rebel Diaz, you can do that by calling 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Make a pledge in appreciation of the show. You can do that. You can call and make a pledge for the show that you love maybe a $25 pledge will give you membership. You can become a WBAI buddy and sign up for a monthly donation, and that can be as little as a $10 donation every month. But it's those small regular donations that really make the most difference, because the station has a opportunity to know what's there and what can be depended upon. So think about become a WBAI buddy or making a pledge for membership at the $25 level. Or you could pledge and ask for one of the gifts that you perhaps heard on another program, another offering. That's fine. So that's the beauty of this fund drive. You can pledge for any of these premium gifts. And you can, when you call, say, you know what? I heard this program earlier in the day, and I want to pledge my donation in honor of that program. Whatever it is. Could be Democracy Now! Could be Rebel Diaz. It could be something that was earlier today. Maybe Building Bridges from Monday. Whatever it is. Go ahead and make that pledge when you call 212-209-2950. And dare I say, you could also make a pledge in honor of Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight, which now comes to you every Wednesday into Thursday at the midnight hour. And you will have an opportunity to support this program. And for those of you who are listeners, it's greatly appreciated when you do make that support. Again, it's 212-209-2950. Stay tuned. No more. And again, you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, Heart of Mind Earth at Midnight, here on WBAI in New York City. And we have been, I guess one would say, taking care of some of the transitional points through the overnight. And so I thought, why not play my original theme, Come to the River, from Diane Reeves. That certainly was the theme for Heart of Mind for, I guess, the 10 years the program has been on the air, more or less. Heart of Mind has been broadcasting for 10 years. And it has been an interesting and, I would say, beautiful journey. I started with a really maybe more innocent state in terms of my approach to spirituality. I was much more of a seeker, I would say. And I interviewed many really fabulous, fabulous guests. And so it's been a journey in which I grew and learned, I believe, probably more than many of you who had listened to the program over the years, perhaps, because it's really very nice to be able to meet with people and talk to people who are really connected and who really have a sense of what the spiritual journey is about, and really have a sense of different modalities that one can do in order to heal, transform themselves. It's just been a beautiful experience. I'm very grateful. And I believe that programs such as this, certainly, as well as this program itself, has had an impact over the years. And Heart of Mind has been on a number of different time slots. I believe the first time slot was Monday, about 8 p.m. And then the show has moved to Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. And then I had a nice stay at the Monday 1 p.m. slot. And now we are exploring the midnight Wednesday slot. Now, I have fond attachment, I would say, to this time slot, because I used to listen to Earthwatch on Wednesday evenings, hosted by the late Robert Knight. And that was one of my favorite programs. And so I thought to myself, well, this is really a very cool slot with an incredible legacy. And one of the things that I really love, I would say most, about being able to be here is that, how shall I put it? The listeners who tune into WBAI in the overnights somehow just seem to have more clarity, have depth, and it may just be the hour. It's the hour when there's less hustle and bustle going on in the day. People have had enough time to settle down, and if you're listening to the radio at this time, there's a level of enjoyment and commitment and reason to be here listening to WBAI. The unfortunate part of being on the air at midnight is that it becomes a little bit more difficult to fundraise. That's really it. It just becomes more difficult to fundraise because people are in their groove, you know, laying back, sitting back, enjoying themselves, enjoying the conversation or the discourse. People may be listening from a relaxed state. Maybe they're curled up somewhere or maybe actually listening while, you know, preparing for bed or in going to sleep. And so it's hard to get that motivation going. So I'm hoping that you will endeavor to support Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight, before you ease into that state of, how shall I put it? Ultimate relaxation. So make your phone call at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And there are a number of premiums that you can receive for your pledge if you would like to pledge one of those amounts. And I'll go over some of that with you today. But you've heard a lot of different programs. There may be something that you heard earlier and you were thinking about picking it up, making a pledge to the station. You can do that and you can make that pledge in support of Heart of Mind, or you can pledge for one of the premiums that we're offering you here during today's program. And one of those premiums is the flash drive. And this is something I offered in the last fund drive, but it was also, I've added a few things to it just for the holiday season. So for those of you who want to pledge at that level, I invite you to do that. And it's a really cool, amazing flash drive. There's so much information on it. And much of it I have touched upon and I've used for my own research and my own understanding, contemplation, and growth. And I believe that it's something that we can all share. And I believe that it's something that you will have an interest in because it's so comprehensive. And so that is it's called the Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection on Flash Drive. It is a pledge of $150. And it is full, absolutely full, of the most remarkable material. And I'm going to share that with you, some of this with you today. But the thing to keep in mind, for a radio program, I'm offering you historical documents primarily, but there are audio segments from the archive of Heart of Mind, some of my favorite interviews. And there are some goodies. There's a DVD, a video on there, an MP4 video, actually two, in addition to the actual material. So it's pretty cool. I really have to say that it's quite cool. So I'm going to go through some of what's on that particular flash drive. And hopefully, excuse me, one or two of you will make that pledge by calling 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And that is the Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection on Flash Drive. And I have decided for today's program that I wanted to offer you my own collection, my own creation, and offer you an opportunity to pledge for this because I have it in hand. These are things that I'm either offering outside on a future date, or something that you can have in your home. And it's something that I created. I have the original for, and I can get it out to you in a reasonable amount of time. And I thought that would be important for this holiday season, just in case you wanted to offer something to a friend or family member. So you have that opportunity by calling 212-209-2950. At the $150 level, it's the Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection on flash drive. At the $75 level, I'm actually giving you a bit of myself, in that I'm offering a hands-on energy healing session, and that's a $75 pledge of support. It's actually less than one would offer if they were, just calling to make an appointment. And this is my opportunity to donate some of my time to for the radio station, on behalf of the radio station. I have a healing center, or a healing space, I call it, in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. For those people who might want this premium, arrangements can be made to have space in Manhattan. There are many places where space can be rented. So if that's what you want, we would talk about how to do that. And the third premium that I'm offering you from my own collection is a 2-CD set meditation for the new millennium. And this is a fairly cool meditation set. I use them in my classes. I use them for myself because they're very effective. And meditation is an opportunity to take you into a transformative state and allow you to relax your body on a very deep level. So it isn't just sort of this woo-woo kind of practice. There's real scientific evidence that the meditation will be beneficial to your health. And I have found that to be so. And so these two CDs at the $50 level, Meditation for the New Millennium, include in CD1 a sitting relaxation, an infinity breath, which is a relaxation on connecting into the earth, into the cosmos, a preliminary stretch in preparation for relaxing your whole body. You see, when we carry the tension in our body, it becomes much more difficult to actually get into a meditation. So it's often very useful to move the body in such a way to relieve the tension in your neck and ease the aches in your back. There are stretches that will help with the shoulders and arms and release some of the stress and pain of carpal tunnel or lower back pain. So really, this gentle movement and relaxation helps to release and sort of pull some of that stress, pull some of that pain, pull some of that tension out of your muscular structure, pulling it out of the organs. And it helps to release old emotions and things that are just clogging your body system. And what happens is, when your body system is clogged energetically, then over time, those clogged energy portals, that stress that's within the muscles and tendons of your body that gets held in the tissues of your body, can ultimately lead to chronic illness, can ultimately lead to life-threatening disease. So Qigong, these meditations are based on Qigong practice. What they do is they gently ease that stress out of your body, and you can actually move it, release it entirely with your breath. And then once you find yourself in a more relaxed state, then you can go into that deeper meditation, even deeper meditation, and bring your energies, bring your awareness, your consciousness in alignment with your highest insight and the deepest power that is truly part of our being and is very accessible. But because we live very stressful lives, and because our attention is directed into survival, we don't have the time to really make that connection, or we don't recognize how significant, how important it is to make that connection. And so that's what these two CDs are. They give you an opportunity to really connect deeply into yourself, and connect into that part of you that is sponsored, birthed by the soul, by the divinity, by the prime creator. We are all living with this essence within us. And when we can quiet ourselves, we can connect with that essence. And what arises from it is a great sense of peace, and arising from it can be a great sense of, you know, I wouldn't say happiness, it's more like a joyful thing. It's not like you're happy about something. It's just that everything seems to be more colorful, more poignant, more meaningful, because you're looking at it from the perspective of your God self. This is what meditation is able to give you. And so you begin to look at the world again like a baby, you know, a 2 or 3 year old walking around, examining things, mesmerized by things, fascinated by the simplest things, and just getting great enjoyment out of the discovery of the day. And it's so many of us have lost that, where we get up with dread, you know, feeling awful. Oh, I got to go through this grind again. And then going to the office or wherever it is we work and feeling the stress and the burden of keeping up and, you know, managing the relationships and getting the work done and feeling like you need to negotiate and, you know, like all these things are going on in your work day, and they take you further and further away from yourself. Many people have to work multiple jobs or they work late and go home exhausted, either plop into bed or maybe buy something rather than cook something. Maybe it's unhealthy, but it's fast. And we get into this cycle of day after day after day doing the same thing and never remembering that we have this exquisite essence inside of us. And so meditation gives us that opportunity to seep into that and to have it, that inner awareness, that inner self, that inner depth to nourish and actually assist, because we're thinking about our soul being, our higher self, our quantum being that has a much more expansive perspective than we do in our everyday focus within the world. And as we get in touch with that deeper self, it begins to seep into, excuse me, seep into everything that we do. It begins to seep into the relationships. It begins to seep into the workday and everything that seems so aggravating and seems so important starts to fade. Yeah, we have work to do, and yeah, I'm going to do it, but I don't have to kill myself for it. And that's where meditation can be a valuable tool, because it's the accumulated separation from self, engaged in a life that's stressful. It pulls us apart. And the way to repair that pulling apart, that damage to ourselves, is to take refuge on the inner realms, to take refuge in the fullness of your being. We're not just these little robots walking around in the world trying to impress people and or trying to preserve our jobs and our positions and our influence and our resources. But we are divine beings. We're creator beings. But we're being denied the true power of that creativity. We're denying ourselves because we're caught in the matrix of mind and the matrix of the world within which we live, which has been continuously ratcheted up and programmed, and the noose gets tighter and tighter. The salaries don't grow, the expenses grow. You know, there's people are upset and angry, holding on, and then sort of exploding because it's too much. Sometimes that even happens to, it happens to all of us. So the value of meditation is to give you that space of refuge so you can become an observer and not be sucked into all of the madness that you see around you. And there are many forms of meditation. A lot of them have been offered during this fund drive, which you could actually pledge for when you call 212-209-2950. By all means, if you enjoy George Quandt, pledge for George Quandt. He's a great human being. He has a great meditation program, and he's made it available to WBAI. The 2-CD program I'm offering you is of my own creation, in my own voice. Even the music behind it is music that I created. So it's really a love gift from me to you. For your pledge of $50 when you call 212-209-2950. So the first CD does have the infinity breath and the stretching exercises and something I call meditation of appreciation. And maybe I'll play that, because sometimes we just need a little bump up, a little push that's going to help us to say to ourselves, yes, I believe I can do this. Yes, I am going to transform my life. Yes, there is beauty all around me, and I just need to take a moment to breathe deeply and notice how beautiful the world is. Nature, children smiles, our friends laughing and telling jokes with friends. So there's so much beauty in the world, but we often forget it, and we lose touch with it, and we get drawn into this rat race or this little hamster wheel life that gives no room for us to connect with our fullness. And the truth is, it's only when we connect to that fullness that we have the inner resources to transform. And that comes to the second CD that I have for you. And a lot of people don't know this, but I do channel. I connect with beings in higher vibrational realms, and I work with them in my healing practice as well, in meditation and many of the things that I do. And I have a lot of training, but when you connect with that inner self, you move into the space of awareness of your higher self, you know, the soul that birthed into your being, the larger part of who you are doesn't come into the body, but more surrounds the body. And some people interpret it as a guardian angel. Some people interpret it as spiritual guides. Some people interpret it as some master, some ascended master. But essentially, it is you. It is the aspect of you that remains outside the body, but is there to assist and help and support and co-create. So when you in your body become a co-creator with the larger soul of your being, then you have an advantage because your quantum self is not limited by space and time and has the opportunity to communicate on a level of inspiration so that you can move and receive opportunities that are unexpected. And this particular CD is called Activating the Power Centers. And it is, it's a meditation. It's really an entrainment that allows you to go into a space where you can tap into very powerful energies. But the space you're going into is your body. The energies you're tapping into are your own, but they're the energies that you are wasting, that you are throwing away through drama and fatigue and overwork and overstress. We lose our energy in those activities. So there comes a time when you have to say, enough. I'm going to take my energy back. I'm going to bring power into my inner being, activate the energy centers, connect them in alignment so that I'm in alignment through my body, through the body of Gaia, through the body of the cosmos, and then you weave that power into your own life and move it out into the world. And that's how you create the manifestation that you desire. It's not by thinking it. It's by bringing to bear the true power that you hold within your own being. So that's what this CD is for. It's gathering the motivation and powers to sustain the movement of creation, rejuvenation, for self-healing and prosperity. So this is a message. It's an activation of your system so that you can move, connect to the deepest power within you, which is in alignment with the cosmic divine power, and begin to learn how to move with that energy in the world. So when you're moving in the world with the energy and the power that created everything that we see, then that means that you are able to shift things based on your intent, based on your heart's desire, and based on your that connection to infinite source. So it's a very powerful CD. I use it a lot to help me in my projects. I happen to be a procrastinator. And so one of the ways that I was able to get over that and move to being able to negotiate my energy more properly in the world, I use this meditation, and I do it often. So this is a 2-CD set. It's only a $50 pledge when you call 212-209-2950. Meditation for the new millennium is a $50 pledge. Now I'm going to play you a piece from Manly P. Hall, called The Wisdom. What is it called? I'll tell you in a minute. It's The Vision of Hermes, The Vision of Hermes. Manly P. Hall is a really eclectic teacher. He was a spiritual person. He taught in all kinds of venues. And he was really, I believe, a 33-degree Mason. He was really very much, though, not in alignment with manipulation. He was one who would tell you how you're being manipulated. So he went in and studied all the esoteric information and then rather use it the way many of the elites use it, which is to use it in a dark fashion to manipulate and control. He came and said, no, this is the wisdom of humanity and humanity deserves to have it. And so he proceeded to create an enormous library of esoteric material that is available. Much of it is in the public domain right now, and you can search and find it. But I've been doing this for quite a long while, and I'm including it as part of the digital library that we're offering you as our Fund Drive Premium today, and it's a $150 pledge of support, Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection on Flash Drive. Now, this collection is so awesome, and I have to say it's awesome. I mean, it's many works, but the table of contents alone is 10 pages long. And the bonus audio includes this piece, The Vision of Hermes. It also includes a selection of MP3 audio of interviews I've done over the years, including David Wilcock, Brother G, the author of Shades of Memnon, Andrew Harvey, the Dogon priest, Naba Lemusa Muradenibig, the interview in 2006, that's on here. I have some Eckhart Tolle stuff, a DVD on Kundalini Awakening. And the digital library is in categories. It's American history, ancient Kemet and Egyptian history, Anti-Nicene Christian Library. So there are four books, entire books, PDF format, that were published in 1867. Each book is more than 300 pages. And what it is, it's all the documents. Well, not all, because the whole series is 10 volumes. I have four. But they're the best. I looked at them. And these are the documents that the Nicene Council declared to be heretical and took them out of the public domain and began burning the books and killing people, you know, burning them on at the stake, you know, torturing them. Anybody who had this material was sought after by the Christian Church and killed. I thought that might be interesting reading. And actually, it's quite interesting. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's so innocent. And it's not that far, really, from what's being taught now. But what it does tell you, some of it, it tells you what I've been saying, that the power, the true power, is within you. And that Christianity is actually a consciousness. It's not a being. It's a consciousness, a unified consciousness, of which all beings are a part. And so Christ could be thought of as a master or manifestation of that consciousness. But so is Buddha. And so is Muhammad. And so are many of the prophets of the different faiths are all manifestations of the same consciousness. But here we are at a time where the ages are shifting, and we are living during the age in which every human being has the opportunity to connect and achieve their highest conscious capacity, because we are engaging in the union with the soul awareness and with the soul self, so that we can have that awareness, not somewhere in the distance without having access to it because the veil is thinning. We actually can have access to that aspect, that part of ourself, that facet, the jewel. But in order to have access, we have to quiet our minds, quiet the busyness, go deep into ourself, become familiar with our beingness. What does it really mean to be a human? And as we discover being a human, the human that we see interacting in the world is a fragment of the fullness of who we truly are. So that is why the books of the Ante-Nicene Christian Library were banned, because they gave the controlling power to the individual, not the church. So also, as I said, on this, in the ancient Kemet Egyptian history category, I actually have 27 books and documents. 27 books and documents. So including Ancient Records of Egypt, volumes 1 through 5, published in 1906. And they are, some of them are 300 to 400 pages, some are more than 500 pages. Beautiful. And these are records that were very, very early archaeological records. So it's not so much tainted by the archaeological elitism and archaeological prejudices that we see today. I mean, there's some of it there, but not as much, because they were revolutionary archaeologists at that time who made it very clear that the wisdom of Greece and Rome came out of Kemet. And so that's the beauty of these documents. Also, there's a Egypt, Nubia, and Ethiopia illustrated from 1860. And so we're going back in time before colonization really took hold and destroyed the ancient civilizations, which still had legacy at that point, living legacy. And there's the Egyptian Heaven and Hell, volumes 1 and 2. Egyptian Magic, Facing the Sphinx. And this book, Facing the Sphinx, was published in 1889. It's small, 220 pages, but it speaks about ignorance and fear are the two hinges of all religion. So it talks about the deeper wisdom that is not the religion, but the purpose of many of these ancient religions were to connect to ourselves in a way that we are capable of doing at this point in time. We have a antiquities journal, 3 versions, Kush. The Journal of Sudan Antiquities had 3 journals on Kush. They were published between 1956 and 1957. So there are documents, photographs of all of these ancient sites. Now you have to remember that some of these sites have been washed away, put underwater when they built the Aswan Dam. So many of the ancient sites of more Kemetic African origin are underwater. But when you look at the old documents and the old books, you get to see them and interpret what they say. You don't have to accept what the archaeological claim might have been for that day, because you have the actual records. You can look at the stele and you can get a dictionary and translate for yourself if you don't want to accept the archaeological interpretation, which for the most part was wrong. We also have on this incredible flash drive, for your pledge of $150 when you call 212-209-2950, The Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection on Flash Drive. Diverse Cultural Wisdom is another category. And these are all PDF books, so they're, you know, condensed, but all the pages are there. 21 books or documents, including Zen philosophy, voodoo and obeas, the wisdom within, the peaceful stillness of the silent mind, the bijak of Kabir, the Zen teaching of Huang Po, the 6 systems of Indian philosophy, the 4 Vedas, English translation, information on Cebu which means dawn, tatwas, the science of breath and philosophy, the philosophy of dreams, as well as introduction to esoteric Hindu astrology, indigenous prophecies, do'obe, astral projection, lucid dreaming, bliss within, Bantu philosophy, the Anu people, ancient black Buddha is a research article. Lots of information. And the book, some of these books are quite long. The Four Vedas, the book on Vedas, is actually 1,446 pages. You can do a lot with a PDF, believe me. There's information on the Dogon people. The writings of Gerald Massey. Now, he was one of the most revolutionary archaeologists. Of course, he was smeared because he didn't have the proper elite education. But he went to Egypt and he decided, and he's one of the ones who first exposed that the true wisdom comes from Egypt and Kemet. And his book, Volume 1, Ancient Egypt, The Light of the World, was written in 1907. Actually, there are two volumes on this flash drive. Egyptian Book of the Dead and the Mysteries of Amenta, a series of his lectures, which are almost 300 pages. Gnostic and Historic Christianity, this is one of his articles. Seven Souls of Man and Their Culmination in the Christ is in one of his articles. And The Natural Genesis, a very revolutionary guy for 1907. We have a category on goddess. Freemasonry and the Hidden Goddess. The Pleiades, the celestial herd of ancient timekeepers. The great goddess in India and Tibet. The goddesses, the goddess of the warrior. The dark goddess in the transformation of consciousness. Kali, the black goddess, goddesses of Egypt, Egyptian gods and goddesses, and Bast, the cat goddess of Egypt. So 10 books on the goddesses. And we have Hermes. And we have classic texts about Hermes. And these come from, it's too much to go into, but it's Thoth, Hermes, Trismegistus. But a lot of this material is written by Manly P. Hall. And so the information is here, and it really does give you a variety of perspectives. Modern Scholars, Ancient Knowledge. Now, this is another category of books on PDF that has 23 documents and books within. African Folklore, African Indigenous to the Americas, Ancient Egyptian Mystery Schools of An Amo, Ofa God, Book of God, an Encyclopedia of the Proof that the Black Man is God. I mean, these are perspectives, and I think that it might be true, considering the divine world is dark matter. Divine Law, Divine Interpretations, Ethiopia and the Origins of Civilization, and a classic, Children of the Sun, George Wells Parker. The Greater Key of Solomon, Kemetic Mythology, Medunetta, Tree of Life, Ritual of the Egyptian Rite of Memphis, Seven Axioms of Tahuti. There's a document, Stolen Legacy, Greek Philosophy is Stolen Egyptian Philosophy. So it's a perspective, and a very interesting one. So there's something called Within the Darkness, Origins of the Palestine-Israeli Conflict, just massive amounts of information. Mysticism is another category. And under mysticism, we have 25 books and documents, 25. And including the Aramaic Origin of the Fourth Gospel, the Tranquil Mind, there's Cathors, the Book of Principles, Cosmic Consciousness, Golden Verses of Pythagoras, James, the Lost Apocrypha of the Old Testament and Their Fragments, published in 1920. Manly P. Hall, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, Mystical City of God, The Divine History and Life of the Virgin Mary. The Nag-Hammadi Library documents, we have three documents, the Gospel of Thomas, the Hypostasis of the Archons, and the Paraphrase of Shem. Forgive my pronunciation at 1 a.m. Oh, Aspe, the Sacred History of the Dominions of the Higher and Lower Heavens on the Earth, for the past 24,000 years. I actually read this book from cover to cover, and it's 1,132 pages. Amazing book. Secrets of the Cathars, why the Dark Age Church was out to destroy them. The Divine Indwelling, the Gnostics and their Remains, the Real History of the Rosicrucians, the Book of Essenes, the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, and Wisdom of the Egyptians. There's some pathwork material, 5 books of the Law of One series, and the book I first came into contact with many years ago called The Book of Paradise. It's 2 books, actually, published in 1904. The first book is 1,006 pages. The second book is 964 pages. Both are on the flash drive. I believe so. I'll double check, but for sure the first one, which is the one that I looked at. And this is a book that, from my perspective, predates the historical Christ, but it is all about the teachings that came through the teachings of Christ. So Christ, as we know it, it was not a man. Christ is an energy, it's an office. And the people who spoke of him as Yeshua, the Christ, the ascended master in these mysteries. But he himself was not Christ. Christ is an energy which everyone shares. Depending on culture, it comes out as Buddha nature or whatever the culture is, but it's the same energy. Anyway, talked enough. This is what you can receive for your $150 pledge of support. It is a flash drive, chock full of material, and you can make the pledge at the level of $150. For those of you who would like to do that, I am also adding to this flash drive, only for this season, the meditations of the first CD that I described, the relaxation meditations, will be in the flash drive as well. So that's a pledge of $150 when you call 212-209-2950. And now I'm going to see if I can get play a little bit of Manly P. Hall. Manly P. Hall is the speaker that you will find not only a sampling of his talks, this lecture in particular, but a sampling of his written work.
It is nice to see, after nearly 2,000 years, that the subject of this evening has brought together so many interested, serious students of a very remarkable, fabulous subject. The greatest of the books of Hermes is that which is called today the Divine Pimanda. It consists of 17 fragments. These fragments together cannot be said to form the Corpus Hermeticum, but they certainly constitute the greatest core of central authority in the Hermetic system. Of these works, the Poimandres, or the Vision, is by far the most important. Is usually placed second in the collection. The analysis of this work, it is nice to see after nearly 2,000 years that the subject of this evening has brought together so many interested, serious students of a very remarkable, fabulous subject. The greatest of the books of Hermes is that which is called today the Divine Pimanda. It consists of 17 fragments. These fragments together cannot be said to form the Corpus Hermeticum, but they certainly constitute the greatest core of central authority in the Hermetic system. Of these works, the Poimandres, or the Vision, is by far the most important. It is usually placed second in the collection. The analysis of this work must begin with some effort to determine its place in the literary religious structure of our world knowledge. Actually, by structure, the Vision is a sacred book. It contains within itself nearly all of the traditional elements of a divine revelation. We have no real right to say that it is a plagiarization from other systems, although, as in the case of nearly all sacred books, it shows some indebtedness to earlier or contemporary thought. This must also be said of the Bible, or of the teachings of Buddha, or of the writings of Confucius. Thus we may say that the Vision not only gives us a firm insight into the Hermetic theory, but also explains clearly why this gradually came to be of unusual interest to chemists, and how it made possible, perhaps, the rise of symbolic alchemy. We know immediately when we approach the book that we are in the presence of something resembling an apocalypse. There is a reminiscent likeness to the vision of Ezekiel, or to other ancient literary and religious fragments. On the other hand, there is also a...
And you're listening to Heart of Mind over WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. So I'm going to try to get that up again. There was a little bit of a glitch, it seems. So let's see if we can pick it up somewhere reasonably close to... if I can get it to play. But in the meantime, please do call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And I think we're going to be able to pick this up. We have a few minutes left of the program. But as I am working with the technology, I'm going to share a little bit of the CD with you just to give you a sense of what this is about. So I think I'm going to actually go to the Infinity Breath, just play a little of that for you. So this is CD 1, and you will be able to receive this as part of the 2-CD collection, Meditation for the New Millennium. That's a 2-CD set. Or when you pledge at the $150 level, you'll receive the Heart of Mind historical document collection. The first of the CDs will be on that collection. And also, another premium I'm offering you today is the hands-on energy healing session at the $75 level. when you call 212-209-2950. And this way I would help work with you, your energy, your stress, whatever issues may arise or have arisen, either on the physical level, the emotional, the energetic, the, I guess, psychological, one could say. Because stress magnified becomes illness. 212-209-2950. I have also decided, as well, for those of you who want to pledge at the $75 level, you can for the energy healing session. But I've also decided to put that into the flash drive. So you'll receive a coupon that you can use for your own session, or you can offer to someone else who you feel might need the help. So at the $150 level, you're really getting a magnificent premium, and it's only going to be so configured for this holiday drive. 212-209-2950. Pledge at the $50 level for meditation for the new millennium. $75 for a hands-on energy healing session with myself, Catherine. And at the $150 level, you get the Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection, 10 pages, table of contents long. Plus, you will get in that Heart of Mind Historical Document will be another document. It'll be a coupon for your free session, healing session, and you'll have the meditations to work with to help restore, calm down, open space in your life for your greatest opportunity. Well, it seems that there is a problem with this MP3 that I'm attempting to play here. So let's just go to the CD, and we'll be back in just a moment. Okay, I'm having one of those days. You ever have one of those days? It's here, it's here, it has to be here. I'm hoping it's here.
Cross-legged on the floor, with your spine comfortably upright. It can also be done laying down. But also be sure that your spine is in alignment, your legs are comfortably spread beneath you, and your arms resting at your sides. Begin by focusing on your breath. Close your eyes and feel your breath flowing in and out of your body. Relax yourself, relaxing your head and your neck, your shoulders and your arms. Relax your back. Relax your chest and your abdomen. Relax your hips and your legs. Bring your focus into your heart and feel the energy of your heart. Bring your awareness deep into the field of your heart. With your inner sight, peer deep into your heart. Allow yourself to feel, to become aware of this feeling of your heart. I want you to guide this energy starting flowing from the heart in a loop through your body. Visualize it flowing like a stream down through the tip of your spine and then up into your heart. then feel this energy flow up in a loop, flowing through the Bai Hui, your crown, and then down back into your heart. And continue with your intention to guide the flow of your heart's energy in the figure of an eight. Starting with the center, guide your energy to flow down in a loop, flowing through the tip of your spine and up back to the center of your heart. Guide your energy up, flowing in a loop, flowing through the Bai Hui, your crown, and then back again to the center of your heart. Continue for a few moments to watch this flow in the figure eight, which represents the symbol of infinity, flowing down through the tip of your spine, looping back to the heart, flowing up, passing through the Bai Hui, your crown, and then back into the center of your heart.
So that's just a small bit from the CD, just to give you a flavor of what it is. And we invite you to call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and offer your support to WBAI Radio. And I am actually quite happy to be able to provide something for you that's rather personal. You won't find it in a shopping mall. And it is imbued with energy. When we go into this space of healing and working through the fields within our body, there's an activation that takes place, because as you hear my voice, the same energy that I would use in my hands, if I'm doing Reiki or if I'm doing Qi healing, also comes through the voice. And the voice is a resonance, it's a vibration, it's a sound. And this sound begins to also relax and nourish the body. And so When you're a person who does the kind of healing work that I do, you become the work. You are the vehicle for the delivery of energies that are cosmic, divine, earth, vibrational field. So it's not about my energy or your energy. It's about serving as a conduit to allow your body to draw from the natural world, the energetic world, whatever it needs. And this can happen with hands-on. It can happen at a distance. It can happen through voice. It can happen through just talking. So it's a way of approaching ourselves and approaching our journey from a place of wholeness, from a place of understanding that you're not just this limited physical being with these limiting problems within your life, but that if you can open up to that inner flow, that inner power, then that power is what you have access to within your life. And it becomes very magical. It becomes very magical. And so you'll be, find yourself beyond coincidence, meeting with the right people and finding the right opportunities. And they happen truly as a result of you being in alignment with the fullness of you, who you are, because that radiance, when you're in that alignment, it moves ahead of you, it moves around you. and people enter your field and they are transformed by it. And so when you are going into, say, a job interview and you're in balance and alignment, then the person becomes in resonance to you like a tuning fork. And there's an attraction there. That's what this law of attraction is about. It's not a thinking. It's a being. It's to be. That old phrase, I think, therefore I am. No, I am. And that's why I'm capable of thinking. But the I am is the truth and substance of who you are. And so the work that I do is to assist in finding that balance. So it is not me that does anything in the sense that I'm simply a conduit and a guide through a process, a journey of transformation. So for those of you who want to experience this, either through meditation can do so with a $50 pledge of support. When you call 212-209-2950, for your $50 pledge, you receive the 2-CD set Meditation for the New Millennium. Or when you call 212-209-2950, you can receive a hands-on energy healing session for your $75 pledge. So we would make an appointment to either come to the space, my healing space in Brooklyn and Bay Ridge. It's a beautiful space. It is a walk-up, though. So if you need accessibility, I would arrange for a different environment. But it's I have an altar, you know, with sacred things on the altar, and I use aromatherapy, sometimes sound therapy with Tibetan bell, Tibetan bowl. So it's an experience. It's a little bit shamanic. It's a little bit vibrational. It's a little bit talking. But overall, its purpose is really what's important. And in the healing process, there are different kinds of approaches you can go through depending on where you are. So a basic healing session addresses pain, chronic disease, and depression, and can help to clear some of the root causes of disease, including childhood, ancestral, and past life issues. So it is that some of the troubles that you have may not even be from this lifetime, or may have been through wounding in early childhood. And we carry this our whole life, and this is how we get into these repetitive patterns. It's because that block, that emotional, physical block, is stunting us from moving forward in our lives. And then there's a transformative sessions, which helps to jumpstart your life with bringing through the creativity and self-confidence. And enlightenment sessions are really if you're looking to anchor your vibration of your ascended being, connecting with the soul and ascended self, and really begin to move in the stream of the now, really begin to understand the difference between time and no time, and really move into that stream. So, and in a session, there's a conversation that we share to determine the direction, what's important, what's the biggest issue. And it's a process, but certainly a free session is always great. $75 pledge for the hands-on energy healing session. But for those of you who make the $150 pledge, you'll also have that session as that added gift for the holiday season. I'm going to make room for my colleague coming in just a moment for Hour of the Wolf, so please do stay tuned for that program. I will promise you that I will get you the Manly P. Hall piece that I had wanted to play this day, but I just had some technical difficulties. Apparently, the computer is full, and the actual talk is an hour and a half, and for some reason it didn't move into the computer in its fullness. So I'll have to edit into smaller segments so that you can have an opportunity to hear it. which you will. Or you can make that pledge at the $150 level. Again, the number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Call and make your pledge today. And also save the date, January 20th. I'll be doing a live event, Heart of Mind, live at the Commons. That's downstairs where we had our holiday party today, 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be the third Wednesday of the month. And in January will be the first. And it'll be the January, I believe, is the 20th. So please do reserve the date. You can get more information by sending an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I'll send you and tell you more about it. It's going to be an interview with special guests. It's going to be a salon where you can bring in your poems or your music, and we can have discussions on these esoteric topics, as well as have some healing modalities in the space if you want to get some Reiki or massage. And it's so reasonable in that we're asking for, you know, like a donation, a suggested donation, but for what you'll be engaging in, it will be a transformative process. And it's titled A New World is Dawning. Learn the newest and most ancient spiritual technologies that will allow you to tap into your own divine power of creation, manifestation, and grace. Each event will feature invited guests, have meditation and healing circles, lectures, films, so it's going to be so much fun. So I'm very much looking forward to the coming year, and I also look forward to being back next week. I said I was leaving. I got to get out of here so that Jim Freund can come in and share with you for the next hour and a half. Have a beautiful morning and stay tuned. You won't want to miss Hour of the Wolf. Jim Freund is in the house. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Catherine.
Well, that mic isn't on, but let me turn it on. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. And so tell...
Your voice is so soothing.
Yes, it's that vibration. That vibration, yeah. People tell me that. It took me a while to really recognize that it was true, but it is true. Uh-huh. And I also send very soothing energy through my palms. I just wanted to think, we had a donation of food tonight for our holiday party, and it was delicious, vegetarian dinner, Tande Lumumba, formerly of Imhotep's vegan restaurant, and they actually still do vegan food, but it's one of these, you have to make arrangements for it, so they do it Saturday on demand during the week, for those of you who are interested in delicious vegan food. I mean, that really tastes good. Call 718-300-4282. I shouldn't say that because I'm a vegetarian now, more or less, mostly. But I'm not a very good cook when it comes to vegetarian food. I'm an old meat eater. I can cook up a nice turkey, but I don't know how to make tofu turkey. I just don't know how to do it. So I mostly eat vegetables.
I am going to bring you a slice of my Florentine lasagna. Feta cheese, spinach.
Is that
going to
be next week?
Mushroom, if you like.
Well, whenever you bring it, just bring it. Bring for two.
Okay.
I'm teasing you. But it sounds delicious.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I say so myself.
Okay, so that's Imhotep's vegan restaurant, vegan food every Saturday and on demand. So if you want to reinforce your process, healing, traditions, being good to yourself, and it will nourish your body and your taste buds. Call 718-300-4282 for Tunde Lumumba's delicious vegetarian food. And I want to thank you so much for making that donation to WBAI. I think it really enhanced the party to have warm, cooked food.
Yeah.
That was delicious and healthy. Can't go wrong. All right, so let me go back to some more to that music so Jim can get in here and get started. Not
wait
too late.
For his guests to show up.
So do you want to just keep bitching for a little bit? Or do you want, don't you have stuff?
I always have stuff. I have a movie review.
Okay, so let's get you in the seat. Let you do your thing.
Yeah, but I got a premium, and the premium is dependent on the guest, and I can whine in the meantime. But anyway.
You can. This is WBAI.
Heart of Mind.
Hmm?
People can call right now.
Yeah, keep calling 212-209-295. What is your premium?
My premium.
Talk into the mic. This is radio.
This audio book.
Radio.
Elysium by Jennifer Marie Brissett.
Well, you can play some of this. What are you talking about?
Yes, we can. So, but I don't want to open that one because that's my... that I produced this.
This is the one you were working on all this time. How much is this pledge?
$75.
Talk into the mic.
$50 for a download.
Okay.
And, you know, and the author is supposed to be here.
Well...
but the subways...
But you have so much story to tell for this. Elysium...
I do.
So I don't think you need to worry about $75. And this is not like a skinny little thing. It looks like there's a number of CDs in here.
There's seven CDs. Seven CDs. Hours long.
For $75. When you call 212-209-2950.
I should say I produced it. Skyboat Media produced it.
No, you just did all the work.
I midwifed it.
You produced...
No, Claire Bloom, Benedict, directed it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Grant read it, and Skyboat Media, in essence, sold it to the distributor, Blackstone, who in turn sell it on Amazon, but more importantly, have donated copies to WBAI.
And this is an opportunity for you to support Hour of the Wolf and WBAI, and it's a very personal gift because it has the fingerprints of Jim Freund on it.
It does. And Jen Brissett is a writer who I've had on this show. You've met her a couple of times before she even sold her first short story.
Wow.
And this book, her novel, which I'm holding up in front of the microphone, has received major deserved critical acclaim. And the CD, well, I don't really know where you go for reviews of audiobooks.
Well, shouldn't it have the same review as the book? Isn't it the same material?
It's the same material. It's an adaptation because there's a lot of computer code in the book, which I got to decide how we were going to turn that into audio, which is one of the things I want to discuss. But it's also a performance. It's an amazing performance by a young actress, now in Hollywood, but out of Texas, just as young black woman going to go places, as Jen has been going places.
So, truthfully, people are going to be able to connect to someone who's going to be big in the big way.
I both the writer.
Well, she's already expansive in that she created it.
She created it.
But she'll have the renown of having created it.
Yes.
Beautiful. 212-209-2950, Elysium, Elysium. And it's a CD set. You'll enjoy it.
And it's also a download.
Whoa, it even gets better.
The download is $50, the CD set, which we only have three of. Is 75.
Uh-oh, that means you better call now.
Yeah.
Only three?
Only three.
Call now, 212-209-2950, and then you could just sit back and relax because you would have met your goal. But the downloads keep on coming, right?
The downloads keep on coming, absolutely. And even the physical CD, we can somehow work something out. But these were given to the three.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So the first three essentially means your whole donation comes to the station.
Exactly.
And if you donate beyond that, we got to pay a little for it.
Exactly.
I gotcha. I'm going to music so you can start your show.
I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. There's a moment in the new animated film Boy in the World that's so powerful that completely alters your understanding of the film and the story that Brazilian director Ale Abreu is trying to tell. And I can't tell you about it. To do so would be to mitigate the shock of the moment.